Jillian comes to stand beside her sister.
Somebody's getting spelled, that's for sure.
Sally carefully puts the lid back in place. I wonder what ever happened to her. Jillian knows she's talking about the drugstore girl.
I used to think about her whenever things went wrong, Jillian admits. I wanted to write to her, to let her know I was sorry I said all those things to her that day.
She probably jumped out a window, Sally guesses, or she drowned herself in the bathtub.
Let's go find out, Jillian says.
She puts the turkey on top of the refrigerator, where Magpie can't reach it, and quickly shoves the mashed potatoes in the oven to keep them warm, along with a pan of chestnut stuffing.
No, Sally says, we're too old to snoop.
But she lets herself be pulled along, first to the coat closet, where they each grab an old parka, and then out the front door. They hurry down Magnolia Street and turn on to Peabody. They pass the park and the town green, where lightning always strikes, and head straight for the drugstore. They pass several closed shops, the butcher and the baker and the dry cleaners.
It's going to be closed, Sally says.
No way, Jillian tells her.
But when they get there, the drugstore is dark. They stare through the window at the rows of shampoos, at the rack of magazines, at the counter where they drank so many vanilla Cokes. Everything in town is closed today, but as they turn to go, they see Mr. Watts, whose family has owned the drugstore forever and who lives in the apartment above. He's following his wife and carrying the two sweet potato pies they're taking to their daughters over in Marblehead.
The Owens girls, he says when he spies Sally and Jillian.
Check, Jillian grins.
You're closed today, Sally says.
They trail Mr. Watts, though his wife is waiting at the car, signaling for him to hurry.
What happened to that girl, the one who stopped talking?
Irene, he says. She's in Florida. She moved there about a week after her husband died last spring. I think I heard she's already remarried.
Are you sure we're talking about the same person? Sally asks.
Irene, Mr. Watts assures them. She's got a coffee shop down in Highland Beach. Jillian and Sally run all the way home. They're laughing as they run, so they have to stop every now and then to catch their breath. The sky is gray, the air is raw, yet it doesn't bother them in the least. All the same, when they reach the black gate, Sally suddenly stops.